Well before he completed his Ph.D. in neurobiology from Stanford a couple of years ago, Alan Rory was applying his scientific training to conceptualizing and creating art. He saw it as a way of expanding his focus that research couldn't.
The further on you get, the more specialized you become, the more your scientific world narrows. And by moving into art and incorporating science into art, I'm actually able to go in the opposite direction, to continually broaden the science that I look at, that I work with, and that I think about.
Many of Rory's projects are complex and mechanical, devices that embody or rely on principles of physics to suggest a degree of experimentation that isn't necessarily there, which is part of the reason he calls his endeavors almost scientific.
One day I was figuring out how to etch some metal with some acid, and I was doing a series of experiments, of time series where I would put in the metal for different amounts of time, and I kept track of how much metal was lost as a function of time and as a concentration of the amount of acid I had. And somebody came by and looked and said, oh, your style of work is very scientific. And I said, no, I know what science is, and this is almost scientific.
But in the case of one invention that he'll be demonstrating at the Sonoma County Museum tomorrow evening, a piece he calls the Uira Engine, the experimental aspect is real.
It's a Maori word that means lightning. It's a high-voltage kinetic sculpture that uses a phenomenon called a dielectric barrier discharge to create lightning on a surface. Even in art, there's a lot of experimentation, and that piece in particular has been an ongoing experiment. And because of both the danger and the difficulty in setting it up and running that piece, we don't do it very often. So when we do get an opportunity to set it up and show it off, we generally don't play it safe and do something we know will work. We do something that we want to experiment and play with. And so on Tuesday night, we're going to be changing our configuration to hopefully get a lot more power out of the sculpture, get it lighting up much more brightly and crisply than we have in the past. Hopefully our experiment will succeed and we'll put on quite a show.
Rory often gives his works pseudoscientific names, such as the Neuron Chamber, or the Dihemispheric Chronaether Agitator, a neo-Victorian slow-motion time machine that advances into the future at the rate of precisely 1 second per second. Some of this is inspired by his fondness for science fiction, particularly a strain he calls retrofuturism.
The concept of the future, I think, today has been greatly broken down. I think in the past, there was this idea that there was a future. We could predict it. We could see it. It's going to be flying cars and pills and trips to the moon or whatever it was going to be. Today, the future is a much more nebulous concept. People growing up today face a world in which there is no authoritative future like there was in the past. And I think science fiction that looks back at previous versions of the future and explores them and brings them to light today is a really fascinating idea.
Employing another sort of hindsight, Rory says his academic and laboratory training had an unanticipated benefit. It equipped him to learn the skills he's needed to create his not quite genuinely scientific inventions. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.